Hello, welcome to another episode of Unfriendly Black Hottie. It's your girl, Anne Shirley. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. I know it's been a minute since you and I have been able to talk and get into it, right? And I just want you to know that I've been just crazy busy. I became a dog mom. And I am moving out and I'm working on this huge, just so much stuff is happening. So I just appreciate you for being patient with me. So in this week's episode, we are going to talk about ageism in dating and what that looks like. We're going to talk about just the dynamic of being a single parent and dating and the struggles of that. All right, so let's get into it. Okay, so boom. Being a single mom and dating is hella fucking hard. First of all, you can only date people, it feels like, who also have children, who understand the struggle of what it is to have a thinking, feeling, dependent being depending on you. They need to be able to understand that you're going to need a babysitter sometimes. They're going to need to understand that, you know what, you might have to cancel because, the baby is into shit and you don't have a supporter, a babysitter. As a single mom dating, it's very important. I realize now, I know I'm not an actual mom, right? I know I'm not an actual mom, but being Riley's mom makes me feel like I'm an actual mom, and I am an actual mom because I am only focused on raising him to be the best dog boy he is going to be. He's black. I have a black son in America, so I feel very much very, very responsible, and I just feel it's so hard. It's so hard to be a single parent because everything is all on you and you just don't want to waste your time. I don't even know how single moms even have time to fuck and be with someone. And it's just a lot. It's a lot of work being a single parent and trying to figure this out. It's a lot. But one of the things that I have realized, being older, I'm over the age of 25. I'm sure you're over the age of 25 listening to this pod. There's this assumption that single moms and women over the age of 25 are just discardable, right? There's this idea that we are no longer sexy. We no longer have it together. We're over the fucking moon. There's this idea that once you hit 25, you are just not it anymore. And truthfully, these assumptions are bullshit. I feel, and you will know, you probably experienced this too, you are way more interested in your sexuality when you're older. You have more confidence in your body. Your body moves differently. You look more feminine. You look more yourself. You're more into the act itself. You're not doing it for the pleasure of someone else. You're doing it because you want to. Also, what's also amazing, as we get older, we have more money. So what we find to be aesthetically pleasing and what we find to be, just worth investing in is just very different from when we were younger. And I'm realizing now, I'm 28 going on 29. I'm going to be 30 next year. So I'm basically 30 and I have a son. So I'm a single mom over the age of 30. And I feel really way more independent than I did when I was younger. when I was younger, like, I took so many things for granted. I'm sure you did too. And when you become a single parent, like, you really need to become very responsible when you become very independent, and you're also very empathetic, and you have to be able to balance so many different things. These are really good qualities that would make a good long-term partner. Being able to take care of yourself and support yourself is, like, super important. And being a single mom, these are women who know how to caretake, who know how to be responsible. They always have the good snacks. I mean, if they're good moms, right? All I'm saying is, being a single mom over the age of 30 is not easy, but it definitely doesn't mean you're not worthy. I think it actually increases your worth. I think it actually makes you more attractive. I think it makes you more, you're more assured, you're more independent, you have more money, you know what you want, you communicate what you want, you don't waste your time with things that don't give you what you want because you don't have the time to. And yeah, so I guess the point of this episode, it's going to be really short because I have to check in with y'all. But I want to just remind y'all, if you are over the age of 25, that doesn't mean anything. You are still that bad bitch. You're even a badder bitch. And if you're a single mom, I commend you, because this work is not easy and it can be super triggering and super hard knowing everything's all on you. But I will say though, none of this would work, none of this would rock if it wasn't for you. And you are not less than anybody else simply because you're a mom. In fact, you are more qualified, I think, to be in a relationship because you're not constantly worrying and losing yourself for the sake of a partner. All right, well, I'm gonna try to be more consistent, because one of the things that being a single mom has taught me is you need to have you need to cling to your friends. You're not allowed to switch up. You're not allowed to fall off. You have to keep it up. So these are the things that I've enjoyed, and I don't want having a child and being independent to get in the way of that. And that goes for you too. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Unfriendly Black Hottie. Take care.